What I want to see are greater frequency of services. So we need to be aiming for the hourly service between Sligo and Dublin. We need to reduce fares further. In fairness to the Minister for Transport, there has been significant reductions in fares across the country, but I'd like to see a further 20% reduction in fares, and we can use EU funding to try and do that. And I also want to see us move towards better connectivity on the train. So anyone that's been on the train from Sligo to Dublin, you know, any train really in the country, when your Wi-Fi goes down and you can't actually do your emails or conduct your meetings, you know, that's just a pain in the neck, really, and it makes it, you know, less attractive to use that as a place to work. So what I'd like to see are virtual meeting rooms on trains. This is done in other countries as well. And these are really small booths that can be booked in advance. So if you need to do a Zoom meeting en route to Dublin, you can actually do that, or en route from Dublin back to Sligo. So it's about improving the service, and obviously we need to get the catering service back up and running properly across all services. That is proving a problem as well for people, because it's a long time to be travelling, not being able to get a cup of tea or a bottle of water. So I think we need to be ambitious and visionary in how we plan our public transport for the west of Ireland, and we need to see greater frequency, better services on board, and a more reliant and efficient service, so we can get people really using public transport as their first port of call where it works.
And that's all very well, but should the safety of both staff and passengers on the existing service not be a priority too, given the fact that there's been an alarming level of antisocial behaviour, not just on the Sligo to Dublin line, but on many services right across the country?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And actually, my own party in Fianna Fáil have called for a dedicated public transport police. It's not something the Minister for Justice is looking to progress at this time, and it wasn't part of the programme for government. So it is something that, as a policy within Fianna Fáil, we'd like to see happen. I think, look, unfortunately, you know, 99% of the time you'll have no difficulties on public transport, but there is that time then when you do have somebody that's, you know, conducting or engaging in antisocial behaviour, and it just ruins the experience for everybody else, and at times you can feel unsafe. It doesn't happen often, it does happen to, you know, but it's not rare either, and that does need to be tackled, because people need to be able to use public transport. It's a public service, it's a public amenity.